0-0.
Yeah.
Third consecutive draw.
Yeah.
But another good display, I thought.
Yeah, I agree. Clean sheet, three undefeated. You know, on another day, centre-half scores two headers. You know, we've hit the post, we've cut them open. I thought we did enough to win the game. You know what? First half, they chucked it all at us in the first 10 minutes. And I stood there, thought, here we go, you know. And then we weathered it, and then we just had, you know, we got the ball out wide, and, you know, we started getting the results, and we got to the pace of the game, and then, you know, we took it on the front foot, and we scared them. You know, we cut them open quite a few times.
I mean, when you came in, we were saying that we were a bit unbalanced, and
yes,
on the left-hand side.
Yes.
Today, we were so sprightly on the left-hand side. Yeah. Thompson, Donoghue, all combining well.
Yeah.
And putting crosses to the right-hand side to Tatum a lot of the time. And if it was just a bit lower, he would have nailed a couple of them. But that must be pleasing as well, that first half display.
No, it wasn't. You know, we got a tempo, and we didn't want half-time to come, because we felt like it was all us. You know, we wanted to build it. Second half, we come out like that. You know, we had a couple of little chances, and you thought, there you go. Then, obviously, Billy Priestley's 10-bobbed the header over the bar where he should have scored. And, you know, I think after 10 minutes into the second half, because we weren't successful, we kind of dropped off the pace a bit. We give them a good 25 minutes where they were in it then. And it was back to the walls, but then we defended amazingly. As a back three, you know, they've won every ball. They've challenged it. It was my kind of defence there today. It was good.
Well, let's talk about the defence, because you've had to think on your feet. Obviously, we had a chat after the Southport match.
And, yeah.
Lynchy was he was dead on his feet, literally, in many cases. You've gone into the loan market. You've got a very accomplished defender who's come in, Billy Priestley, and he got better as the game went on, I thought.
Yeah, he's a seasoned, solid, hard centre-half. You know, no messing. You know, he's a great player. And I spoke to Liam Watson on Sunday afternoon. You know,
has he been featuring much?
He's been on the bench a lot. He's been in and out, and because
that's surprising the way he played.
He did really well. And you know, Liam was honest. He said because of the form that the others have been in, he's on the bench a lot. So, you know, by all means, so I twisted his arm right up his back. And he let me take him.
And it's kind of been a good warm-up as well for guys on Saturday, because Lynch is not going to feature in that game, I don't believe. It's that back three tonight.
Solid.
And one of the things we've been saying throughout this broadcast tonight is the goals we've been conceding.
Mm.
A third of them have always been in the last 15 minutes.
Yeah.
So you must have been pleased with the way that we didn't really tire as well in the second half.
We didn't tire at the back. You know, we were tiring a bit further forward, so I made a couple of little changes. Mm. Lewis Mansell worked his socks off for a good 70 minutes, and you could just see his pace just slowing down on his turn. So, you know, I thought, well, because they were on the ascendancy then, I kind of changed it a bit and just put a big target man up there so he could try and hold it up and just make a pain of himself.
And the first thing he does is he has FC United's first shot on target. And it was a bizarre effort, I thought, but nearly caught.
Yeah, no, I know. You know, and he was full of beans. You know, he's come on. He only had 20 minutes to try and get, and he worked hard.
And John and Bernard immediately made change. Well, not immediately, but a few minutes later, made changes themselves. Mm. Took off two of their best players, I thought, Iman and Muna.
A bit more defensive.
And then what followed was like 15 minutes of just throwings down the line for Dickie to flick on.
We tried to turn them and go a bit more direct for the last fifth, because we were on the back foot. We weren't keeping the ball in the midfield, because Mike Jones again. It's another great 90 minutes for him, but he's not fit enough, you know, and that will help him again today. So he just started to tire, so we started to stop play the football where we were keeping the ball in the first half especially. So we just started going a bit longer and trying to pick up the bits off Liam.
So how do we... are you happy now that we're fitness-wise, we're getting there, that the concert... We're heading the right direction?
Yeah, oh, definitely, yeah, we're going in the right direction. Still a lot of work to do, you know. They still need to work harder. You know, the training next week, you know, fitness, they still need to get fitter. You know, as you saw today, halfway through the second half, you know, they were fitter than us, and you could see it, and they were sharper than us. So, you know, even more so for the back three, then to a back five, when they had to defend, you know, they worked their socks off. So
it's a clean sheet, though.
It is, and I'm pleased with that.
And the other thing that I'd just like to highlight that the listener and viewer might not know is there's a free kick right on the end. Right, 30 seconds past what the referee had added. right at Carnell. Carnell saves it. There's a few runners heading forward, and he goes, "I'm going to opt for the point," and you're furious at that. And is that where we are now? That actually, we believe that you as a manager, that you want to instill that actually we want to win.
I wanted to win that game, definitely. We're bottom of the league. You know, it's
well not anymore, but yeah.
Right, well,
moved
yeah.
Up a place, I think.
Good. But you saw in the pace it was bombing forward. Put it over the top of them. They were tired. I knew they weren't long left.
It's those little things that you need to instill in there, and you've only had a week and a half. So it's,
And you know, I think the lads are taking to it. Obviously, Saturday I was disappointed to concede off a set piece. That should have been a clean sheet. Again tonight, deserved a clean sheet. Deserved a clean sheet Saturday. It deserved 6 points.
Yeah.
But you know, and I've said to the lads there, it's, you know, you've worked so hard, get them heads up. So you're 3 undefeated. You know, you've just had a clean sheet. You know, you should have won the game. You missed a couple of chances. We've cut them open and cut them open. You know, it's positive. So
we've only build. We've only got a couple of minutes before the coach leaves and leaves me here. So just a couple of quick questions, Dad, at the end. We've got Cone in the FA Cup.
Yes.
Mr. Cunningham, are you happy with that?
I know him very well.
Happy with that?
Well, it's an hard game. He's won 7 out of 7 now, I think.
Beat Hyde.
Yeah.
It's a tricky one, isn't it?
Good. He's got a good, young, hard-working team. But so have we.
And guys, on Saturday, how are we shaping up? We've got a few days left off now before training on Thursday.
Yeah, training Thursday. Joel Senior's back. He was disappointed not to be involved tonight, but he's not been around, so you don't train, you don't play.
Well,
so.
Chad, a big congratulations, my friend.
No
Thanks
problem.
For coming up,
no
and we'll see you on Saturday.
Yeah, see you soon.